You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guide to Light with Martina Billick.
Martina Billick.
Live from guidetolight.com.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guide to Light
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Guide to Light show. I am Martina Billick, the psychic mentor. I'm so happy to have you with me. Now, today, I am going to be taking a caller. And up until that time, I might talk about a subject that has come up this week with a psychic group that I'm running, and that is angel numbers. Now, everyone loves that buzzword, angel numbers, but basically what they are a sequential group of numbers that people seem to see all the time. And think about the triple ones or the triple twos or the triple sevens. So a lot of people like to read into these as messages from their angels or from the universe. My belief is it is definitely messages from the spiritual realms or the energetic realms that are trying to get through to you. Sometimes they mean nothing more than just a wink from the universe to let you know you're on the right path. And that's a beautiful thing to know, that we are divinely supported always. Now, ways to read angel numbers. So a lot of people like to use the numerological meanings. So ones being beginnings, two, collaboration, relationships, three, creativity, four, stability and security, five, conflict and change, six, harmony, seven, spirituality, eight, abundance and prosperity, nine is reaching a peak, and 10 being a finished one. But we've got 11, which is a mystical number. So they like to use the number 11 as its own number, not like one and one and adding it to two. When you do see these numbers, there's another way I like to read. So I chop and change when I'm getting numbers from my clients, because I always ask them, what numbers have you been seeing lately? Because there's always truth in numbers. And I like to associate different numbers with different things going on in my life. So for example, if you see the number four all the time, it might be asking you to focus on your family if you have a family of four. If you're seeing two all the time, it might be something to do with focusing on your relationships with your partner. And I think we might have someone ready to come through, and we can finish this up a little bit later. So I will just hold on for 2 seconds. Okay, so Arena in Minnesota. Hello, Arena. How are you, darling?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm very good, sweetheart. How can I help you today?
I was wondering if my husband had any messages for me.
All right, I'm going to tune into spirit and we'll see if he presents himself. I'll bring through whoever is going to be standing beside me, okay, darling? But I will try my best. Okay, give me two seconds. Okay, I'm just going to set the intention to bring through a beautiful, clear reading for Arena, and I am calling for her husband to come and visit. Arena, I do have a gentleman to my left. Okay. Now, this gentleman has a thick mustache. He's presenting in his late 60s. He's got salt and pepper, like a white and black hair, gray hair. And he's got slightly tanned skin. Would you understand this gentleman?
Yes, that could be my dad or him.
Okay.
Is it younger or old, older?
Well, he's presenting about 65, but his mustache is still quite dark, even though his hair is gray.
Yeah, that's my dad.
Okay. He's pushed in. So would you mind if I brought him through?
Oh, no, that's fine.
No. Okay, darling. All right. I'm just going to tune into this gentleman. Okay. So He's actually got his hand on my shoulder. He was very supportive and he really likes to be around you. I feel like he's always got his hand on your shoulder as well. Would that be something that he would do when you walk in a room if you were sitting down? Yeah? Okay. He's really around you. He's also indicating to me that you've been going through a few tough times at the moment, sweetheart.
Yeah. A couple of years.
Okay.
Since she died.
Okay.
My husband.
All right, my sweetheart. Well, he's just acknowledging that and he's letting you know that he's there to support you divinely. So he's going to try and make some things work for you. And I think he already has. I think that you feel his presence quite a bit. Is that correct?
No, I haven't, but I feel like I was told that, that I'm grieving too hard and that I'm not. And that's because of why I'm trying to, for him and my husband. And I just, I'm trying, though.
And, grief is something that we cannot rush. It is something we just simply have to experience. And when our souls are ready, then it will pass. But I want you to know that your dad is there. And I know that your husband's there. And I know all your loved ones are around you, my darling. Okay. Now there's also your father is indicating that there's a very good friend of yours that's really here to support you as well. Like that's living. Would you understand that?
That's living?
Yes.
You said?
A really supportive friend. Now, have you been alienating yourself from this friend? Like maybe not answering the phone calls or not connecting with them? Yeah. Okay. So the spirit is acknowledging that it's really good to connect with this friend. This friend is here to help you and they are there to help you carry your burden. Okay. To help alleviate it for you, darling. They will help you. They want you to be supported by this friend. Okay. And it's very good for you to share your emotions with people who are willing to sit there and listen to you. And that will help alleviate some things. Okay, now I'm just going to see what else I can get from this beautiful gentleman. Now, was there a love of cooking that you had or he had? Like a love of cooking? Certain foods?
He liked to cook. I don't. Definitely.
Well, he is indicating you should probably try and start. And there's a few things he would like you to cook, something special that he used to make. And he's saying that you'll be able to feel closer when you do things that the spirit would like to have done when they were in life, that you will feel closer to them. So this would include things that you did with your husband that he liked to do. Even if it was mowing the lawn, maybe you might have to go out and do it.
Okay.
And it might help you to connect with them because they will be right there with you because you remember that and you remember that emotion of knowing that person loved it. Love connects us to the spiritual realms.
Okay.
I'm just going to get some more messages for you, sweetheart. So there is another gentleman there, sweetheart. Now he was a sturdy man. Like he was like quite sturdy, quite strong and tall. And I'm seeing his hair's kind of thinning on the top. Would that be your husband, my darling?
Yeah, that Josh, I'm sure. Yeah. He was 5'11", but he wasn't super tall.
Yeah. Everyone's tall for me.
Me too. I'm 5'1".
Yeah, I'm 5'2". I'm getting a real strength from this gentleman, and he is right there with you, sweetheart. You've got your dad on your left side, and you've got your husband on your right, and they are right there with you. And they are there when it's late at night. They are there when you're going to bed, and they are there to support you, sweetheart, okay? And I want you to just be open to that love. And, sometimes if you feel like that they can't hear you, they can, and I want you to write letters to them. That will help get a lot of your emotions out. And there's something to do with writing. Who had the really good penmanship? Like someone wrote beautifully, had beautiful handwriting. I've got two spirits here.
My dad used to say I did. I don't think I did. My dad used to say I did, but I don't feel like
I did. Spirits acknowledging that it's very good for you to sit and write your emotions out, but write letters, write stories, write to them the things that you are feeling, write to them the things that you want to say, and that will help it get it out of you, out of your mind and into the physical, and that will be really cathartic for you, my darling heart.
I will.
Okay. Now, someone here, I believe it might be your husband, is complaining about your driving. Is it your driving that was an issue?
Oh, my God. It's probably both because I don't have a license. I don't have a license and I drive.
Oh, you naughty girl.
That's both of them. My dad.
Well, they're having a little crack, and I felt it coming in from your husband first, but that's something you might need to get sorted out because they're going to be on to you about it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, my sweet. I'm going to see what else I can get through for you, okay? Hopefully it's not another scolding. Let me have a look.
It's okay.
Now, I'm also seeing a little white dog. Do you have a little white dog that's living, or do you have a little white dog that has passed, like a little white?
We have a little pit bull, but she's not a puppy, but she loved my husband. Like, it was like she loved him so much. And yeah, that's
okay.
She's little, though, for a dog, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So the spirit is acknowledging in that, and there's a lot of love coming from that animal, okay? Now, when we receive love from animals, whether they're in spirit or whether they are alive, it is just pure, unadulterated, unconditional love. And this is, I think, what they're facilitating here. They are sending you this love. I think after our phone call today, my sweetheart, you're going to feel love, okay, and really feel love. And
thank you.
When you are finding yourself in the depths, in the darkness, I want you just to call for them to lean in close to you and just say, Dad or husband, lean in close to me. I want to feel your energy around you. And just know that they are there, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. You don't know how much.
I'll leave that with you. It's my absolute pleasure, my darling. I wish you all the best and I wish you all the love and healing in the world.
Thank you so much. You too.
You're welcome. Oh, how beautiful. Well, you've got to love the spiritual realms. They are always there and they are there to divinely support us always. So when you are feeling lonely, if you are feeling grief, I want you to know that your spirit family is always there to support you. Please check out my website, www.guidetolight.com.au. And I also do psychic mentoring as well. So all my things are on my bio. Please check me out. And I can't wait to see you all next week, which will be wonderful. And please look out for some angel numbers and just, shoot me a message on Facebook and tell me and I'll see what's going on in your life. But yes, thank you so much for today.